here at a FS Green Plan seminar on maximizing yields. So with me is Dr. Vince Davis with the University of Illinois, who spoke about maximizing soybean yields. Tell us a little bit about what you told the 300-some farmers and consultants that are here.
Yeah, we spent some time today talking about how it takes a total management approach to really increase soybean yields, a little time on some of the newer genetics and platforms, yield traits that are coming out, and the value of those, and the importance of selecting individual varieties, as well as kind of wrapped up some of the more interesting investigations from large plot scales we've been doing to try to increase yield from other management factors that GrowMark has helped us with over the last year.
And you weren't looking at just Illinois. You presented some, some findings from several different states, right?
Yeah, on some of the genetic interactions, and particularly the yield traits, showed data ranging several states throughout the Midwest, where the yield gain of Roundup 2s over Roundup 1s doesn't look from a real broad brush to be a lot higher than Roundup 1s. And so the real importance is that we have to select individual varieties as we go forward to pick out those individual varieties that are yielding high in our plans.
When you talk about increasing yields, what realistically are you talking about in terms of soybeans?
Well, in soybeans, increasing yields is a really tough game to get into. And I've often said that if you're using the same variety or comparing the same variety planted on the same date, it's really challenging to influence yield by about more than 10 to 12 bushel in all of the high yield research I've seen, where we alter other management tactics like fertility and foliar fungicides or foliar nutrients, whether it be macro or micronutrients. It's a pretty tough game. And about 10 bushel, 9.5 bushel per acre is what we were able to attain in an increase this year in our large plots. And that's about what I've seen in a lot of other side-by-side comparisons in the yield challenge as kind of a maximum level that we can influence.
Well, that's money in a farmer's pocket if they can put up 10 more bushels per acre, right?
If you can put up 10 extra bushels at $13 beans, it's a lot of extra money.
And you talked a little bit about Kip Cullors, our soybean superstar, and that he set another record last year. Of course, this is on his Context Plus, but he really experiments a lot. And that probably is really key, wouldn't you say, as far as a farmer is concerned, to find out what works on their particular operation?
Absolutely. I mean, the yield levels that Kip is obviously attaining in southwest Missouri is just really phenomenal, and really makes a lot of researchers and growers, curious as to how that's even possible. And absolutely, Kip does a lot of on-farm experimentation to things, and one thing I've always liked about Kip is he always says, things that work for him may not work in other locations, and that statement is really so true. I mean, every location, geography, soil type, and weather patterns is slightly different, and growers really need to kind of have the freedom to experiment and see what does and doesn't work on their farm, and more importantly, to find out what is and is not economical in terms of influencing yield, because it certainly doesn't do us any good to influence yield if we can't make some money in the process.
You also mentioned information available for growers, especially through the soybean checkoff. What's out there for them?
Well, absolutely. We're talking about variety selection and other things. The Illinois soybean checkoff dollars, one of the things that money does in research is supports variety testing and comparison both for yield and quality. Into what's called the VIPS program, or the Variety Information Program for Soybeans, which can be found online. And it's really a great resource, both from the variety testing program at the university to compare yield, but also the VIPS program really allows growers to go in and select varieties based on actual SCN efficacy performance, as well as efficacy performance of other disease-tolerant traits that comes in a variety of seed genetics available on the marketplace.
So that information is out there for them. Now, what is FS Green Plan and GrowMar specifically doing to help farmers ultimately help them feed a growing population?
Well, I think they obviously see the value in doing on-farm research and getting growers to experiment as well as their agronomists at different area locations. And that's what we did. We worked with one of our local agronomists at the Illini FS location in side-by-side trials. And so they are doing a great job getting on the farms, finding out what growers are interested in doing, how different things can be tested, what does and doesn't work on the farm, and do it all from a standpoint of economics. And I think that's what it's going to take in the future to really influence yields. It's going to take a lot of different people trying a lot of different things in different geographies and in different growing conditions to find out how we can develop better management recommendations to influence yield and the sustainability of growers, which has to have a very important look at economics.
Thank you very much. Vince Davis here at this conference in Peoria. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.